You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Siyata Dishmaya, we're holding in the middle of Hodu. Now let's start with the Malbim that we mentioned last week, turning to Zichru Li'olam Briso, Hadavar Tzivo Li'elav Dor. Zichru Li'olam Briso, this is the Nusach that we have from Divrei Yomim Aleph, Peretesai, and Posuk Tezvov. Zichru Li'olam Briso, Hadavar Tzivo Li'elav Dor. Slightly different terminology that the Mefarshim obviously pick up on. Because when we turn back to Tehillim Kofei, we know also that Hodu is based on this Ketah from Tehillim Kapitel Kofei. And then we read Zochar Li'olam Briso Dovar Tziva Li'elav Dor. So the Rishayim, Rashi, and others pick up on the Zochar versus the Zichru. But Zochar Li'olam Briso Dovar Tziva Li'elav Dor, Hashekoras Es Avram Ushvo Soli Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering the Bris. Again, Hashem doesn't have to remember anything. Eibishter never forgets anything. But it means just like Zichrinus, Hayolu Zichron Lefanav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of our Averis, sometimes chooses Kilu to ignore our Zichuyas, our Bris. Me'ela, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll always remember, it'll always be Olam Lefanav, Zichron Li'olam Briso, just like the Gra's Avas Olam, where the Gra told us in the Sidra Gra that in Shacharis it's Avarab Avtana, because in Shacharis you witness the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you find Lahagid Babukir Chazdecha, but Vemenoscha Valelos at the night time, when we don't see the Chasadim in a clear and a lucid fashion, it's Emunoscha Valelos, then it's not Avarab, I don't see, I don't witness, I'm not the Margish, the Avarab Avtana, but I still believe in my heart of hearts that Avas Olam, Eibishter loves us forever. Li'olam means always, unchanging. It's always going to be here. Zichru Li'olam Briso, even when we don't act accordingly and we're not worthy of Hashem remembering us, so to speak, even then, he Zichru Li'olam Briso, it's a Dovar Tziva Li'olav Dor, continues for generations. What bris are we talking about? And the bris Asher Koras is Avraham, Ushvosu Li'Yitzchak, and then the next post continues, V'amidel Li'akov L'chok, and the Yisor Bris Olam. So we find mention of a bris that was Nichras Im Avram, a Shvua that was made Li Yitzchak, Vayamidel Li Yaakov Lechok, and then a fourth stage Li Yisrael Bris Olam. And writes the Malbim. Malbim tells us, not in his Perish, Yimekedo and Dibra Yamim, but flipping back towards Tehillim. And his Perish Tfilas David. On Tehillim, the Malbim says as follows. Habris shekoras ma'avu sedavra bilti tole b'nei adam. The bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that he established with the Avos HaKadoshim, is something that is not at all tole b'nei adam. It's the olam. What's the olam? Yoral asmana bilti mischalek. It's going to be around forever. And what is this bris? Continues the pasuk. Hu habris shekoras Avram achakach shvoso liyitzchok. Achor Shem Yitzchak Koras Abris Shenis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was Koris the Bris yet a second time with Yitzchak. So Shavdino Kishvua Kedavar Shnichbal Eitzal Hashem Shnei Pamim Shadino Kishvua. It was repeated now since it started with Avram, and now was repeated the Gabe Yitzchak. It's not Stam Abris anymore. It's not Stam the same creases Abris. Now it takes on a stronger quality. It takes on a quality, a character of a Shvua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't just establish a Bris. I'm Kilo being making an oath that it's going to be here forever. And what happens if you repeat it yet a third time? Once you have a third time, then it's Amsha Chazok. It's a Chazok that's now Chokok into the Teva. Hashem now was Vayamidel Yaakov Lechok. Continues the Malbim. The Yaakov Hemedes Abris Lechok Venimus. It became a part of life. It's part of the new Nimusim. It's part of our everyday activity and manners. It is Nichlal in the Etzem for core fabric of the Jewish people. Kiluhu Din Vechok Shemuchruch Lechok. Adahino, if you're talking about Hashem in Koris Abris, then you clearly have defined Hashem who is the Koris and the Klai Yisrael serving as the recipients of the Nichas Abris. Mela, we entered into the covenantal relationship together. That is what Abris is all about. And Mela, one new level is achieved when you have a Chazakah, writes the Malbim. It's now a Chok that's Mukhruch Lekaimi Mitzan Atzmo. It's now independently standing. It's so strong now after a Chazakah of three times, thrice a Krisus Abris, that now I'm making it Chokik into the Teva of the Bria. It is here to stay no matter how Klai Yisrael ever behaves. You can change it. It's not the Pshat someone makes a Shvua, and maybe even a Shvua you could go back on in certain extenuating circumstances. No, over here it's Mukhruch to be here Litzan Atzmo. So one new level you're going to introduce when the pasuk goes vaiter, when it continues on the Yisrael Bris Olam. What are we adding now? Continues the Malbim, the Yisrael Shu Madriga Yoser Gedola Meyakov. Yisrael is, when Klal Yisrael is on top, is the unified Jewish people, even greater than Yaakov. Then what? Then Hemidul Bris Olam Shua Bris Shabotolu Kiyim Olam. Not just that it's going to be around forever. We already said it's going to be around forever. Zoch Li Olam Briso. So Hashem is going to remember it forever. So what are we adding now? Vayamadil Yaakov L'chok, and it's to Yisrael, the highest majority of them all. Now it's going to be a Bris Olam. What's a Bris Olam? Not a Bris that's going to be around forever. We already mentioned that. Explains the Malbim. It has what? It has a Kiyum Ha'olam. The entire world now is totally in this Bris. The whole world this here, Yisrael, Shanik, Horatius, Horatius, the whole world is dependent on Klai Yisrael. Kibayisa, Salah Yisrael, Shia, Lamalam, and Ateva, Kamosha, Yorah, Azel, Shem, Yisrael, Hukam, Bris, Azel, Sedon, Helga, Shnia, Shibo, Yonik, Hashem, Pidar, Hashkocha. This is a Klai Yisrael that's a Milam and Ateva. They're going to keep the Torah, and through their keeping in the Torah, they're perpetuating the entire world. That's the Gemara of Avodazor, Av Gimelam, and Aleph, and Shabbos, Pei Chesem, and Aleph, Amlo, Brisi. Hayom, Shemayim Arts, Lo Samti, that's all totally in the Kiyam HaTorah. It's Adafka Haide Kleiso, who are in the Mekayim HaTorah. They're now simultaneously being Mekayim in the entire world. So now over here, it doesn't mean L'chok L'Yisrael Bris Olam, it's a Bris forever, then it would be redundant. A Bris Olam means through them being Mekayim, the Bris, the entire Olam has a Schus Kiyam. It's only because Kleiso is keeping their part of the deal and learning Torah, that's what's keeping the entire world going. And that's what the Eibishter says. This world, it's muchoch that as long as this world exists, and then Klai Yisrael, I have the bris, I can't change. The only way Hashem can take away the bris is what? Is if there's no world, Hashem can take away the world. And by taking away the world, there won't even be a hechi timsa to have the fulfillment, the actualization of such a bris. But we're keeping the world going by learning Torah. Second, we stop learning Torah, Rachman al Atzlan, and then the world has to be destroyed. And Mamela, the bris, everything falls by the wayside. So that's what we're saying now in Hodu. We're going through the progression of Avram, with whom the bris was first established, onto Yitzchak. Now it takes on a more emphatic aspect of a shvua. Yaakov becomes chokuk into the teva, into the world of nature. And when we act as Yisrael, l'mailam and ateva, and then it's not just a bris for us, it's a bris that through us is a bris by which the entire world now has a kiyum. So let's digress for a few minutes to relate it to the parsha. A few people have approached me recently. Interesting, when you take a look at the psukim regarding Yitzchak Avinu, and it seems to me that Yitzchak's role is tremendously downplayed. For example, turning to this week's parsha, parsha's told us, "Vayira ba'aretz." What happens? Vayelach Yitzchak al Avimelech. Vayira lav Hashem. In the midst of the journey, Hashem appears to him and he says, "Atayr Mitzrayim, Shchom Aretz. You have to stay here." Yitzchak, as the Meshech Chacham explains, was a Karbon, he was an Ola Tamima, and you can't take a Karbon outside of Eretz Yisrael. Amela, he was a Karbon, he can't leave. He has to be what? Shechon Baretz, that's his Mokom, and where he must stay. Gur Baretz is also, you have to live Davka in the Seretz, Vayim Chavarechach, Vavarechach, and we just said it's a shvua to Yitzchak. What does the Torah say? Hakimosius a shvua Hashem nizbati li Avram avicha, the shvua that I made with Avram, and that's what now I'm giving to you. So what's going on over here? Is there a shvua I made with Yitzchak, a shvua made with Avram? Hashem says I will be mekayim the shvua that I made with your father Avram. And why am I going to do this? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because Yitzchak was 37 years old when he sacrificed his life to the Eibishter. Because of Akedus Yitzchak. No, that's not what the Torah says. You know why I'm going to increase your children? You know why? You know why? Not because of you or anything you did. Rather, it's all coming on the heels of what? Because your father Avram listened to my voice. And that's it. And what's going on? What about the role of Yitzchak Avinu? Where is everything about Yitzchak? Let's move onward in the parsha. I'm beginning over V. Vayami Sham Ber Sheva. Avayira Lav Hashem Olai Lehu Vayamar Nochi Elohei Avram Avicha. Al Tira Ki Yidcha Anochi Ratich Rabesis Aracha Bavur Avram Avdi. What we just said, why again? And it's Bavur Avram Avdi. It's because of Avram. It's not because of Yitzchak. What's going on here? Where is Yitzchak's role and all these Shavuos? Let's turn back to the end of Vayera. Turning back to the end of Vayera, after the Akedah, the monumental Nisayan of Akedah Yitzchak, Hashem is speaking to Avram Avinu, and he says, Ki varech avarecha v'harba arba zarcha kikoch v'yashamayim, v'chol asher asfasayam v'yir zarcha asher oivav. V'ez baruch hu v'zarcha kogei yaretz, eikev asher shamati b'koli. Eikev asher shamati b'koli. Same way Hashem tells Yitzchak, it's all because Eikev, that Avram listened to me. V'yashem Avram anara v'yakum v'yoch v'yatu v'shava yishem v'shava. Avram settles down, and notice, just after Yitzchak got the same exact message, what do we read? V'yishav Yitzchak begrar. I heard everything I need to know. It was time to settle down. Avram settled down after that message. Yitzchak settles down after this message. Why is it all with Avram, Avram, Avram? Where is the role of Yitzchak? So he explained, and we see out the Shmai as follows. And we're going to use that in the answer. In the answer. So how do we understand the precise role of Yitzchak even in the Shavuos? We have to understand that the Bris was Nichras of Avram Avinu. He's the one who reintroduced monotheism to the world. He's called Rosh Hashanah. He is called Adam HaGodol Ba'Anokim, the replay of Adam HaRishon, the reenactment of Adam HaRishon. He is starting out the world by Avraham, Bishvil Avraham, Behi Baram, Bishvil Avraham. It's kedai the whole world for Avram Avinu. It's Kilo Hashem said, the world messed up. I'm waiting all the dairus until Avram Avinu. I'm starting the world, the new Avram Ivri. The whole world is on one side of the river. He's on the other side of the river. I'm starting now a new Ummah, a new nation. The name Yisrael, the Ramban writes, an emperor came down, Ayidei Avram Avinu. And the Krisis of Ris is with Avram Avinu. As a Soloveitchik writes, and whenever you have a revolution, there's always a burst of inspiration. French Revolution. What's the difficulty with the revolution? It's great to be inspired and to gather the masses and people rally to go ahead and have a coup d'etat. Let's go and overtake the government. The real test, the litmus test, is this a successful revolution? Can you maintain the new government? Can you go ahead and perpetuate the new? It's very exciting. We all get inspired. We all get excited. The real test is who can keep it going. That's the real test. Amela, what was the Ikar role of Yitzchak Avinu? Avram Avinu was the itinerant preacher, so to speak. He was the world traveler, the Eisen Azrachi, to light up the world, traveled all over the place, changing the entire perspective. And that there's one Hashem, the Borei Olam, who is in charge of the palace, all the Bria Kula. Then you have an inspiration. Avram Avinu, he is what? And Nevesh Asu B'Choron. Avram Megayeras Anoshim. Sar Megayeras Es Anoshim. Nevesh Asu B'Choron. They leave. They leave home. It's time to start a new nation. A new people. Where in Eretz Yisrael? This is the Jewish homeland. We have the patriarch. We have the matriarch. It's a new beginning. That's why Kilavam Goyim Yisatich. He's the king. She's the Sarah Koloma. She's the queen. A new king. A new queen. A new dynasty. A new land. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Break from the past. Sever the ties with the homeland. With the family. It's a new beginning. And that's Lech Lecha. That's a new beginning. And on the heels of the next time we encounter Lech Lecha, which introduces the Nisayon of the Akedah, this is the Ashlam of everything they try to achieve, and this is when now he gets the Bracha. Says Baruch Hu B'Zarecha, he hears Yiras Archa Shara Evav, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, that point in time belongs to you, and it's a done deal, that's Avram Avinu. Avram is the new beginning. Chagiga Daf Gimel Aleph, he is called Tchila LeGeirim. Gershon is Gaya, Kekatan Shinol Adami. He's a new Ger. He's a convert. He's a new beginning. He's a Bria Chadasha Pshuto Kimashmo. He gives us a Tfila. What's Tfila? The one that's apropos to his character and his personality. Brochus Chavama Beis, Tfila Savas Tignam. He's Mesakir Chakras, the Shachar, the daybreak. Lahagir Baboker Chastecha. You see the Chasanim of Hashem in the Boker. It's Davka, the one who Olam Chesed Yibone. Followed on the heels of when the rites of Pachad Yitzchak and Sukkis and Maimar Aleph, he follows on the heels of Hashem, who is Olam Chesed Ibane, the ultimate Baal Chesed, the quintessential Baal Gomel Gemilas Chasonim, now follows the path of Hashem, builds his new world on Chesed, Olam Chesed Ibane, and that's Avram Avinu. The same way Lahagir Baboker Chesdech Hashem starts a new world, there's a new tefillah called Shachar that corresponds accordingly to the Shachar, to the daybreak, to the new beginning. Avram is a Ger, there's a Gerus, there's a new nation, a new people with a new homeland. It's an altogether new beginning. What's then the job of a Yitzchak? Yitzchak is not a new beginning. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, When he talks about the Yovas being masaking the three tefillos, the Rambam writes, Avram was masaking Shachris, and Yaakov was masaking Arvis, but how does he say Mincha? The Rambam doesn't say, and Yitzchak is masaking Mincha. His Loshen is, Yosef, Hosif Tfila Acheres, he added on another tefillah, but yo, what is Mincha in the Tzarai? It's not a new time period, it's a Hemshech of the daybreak, it's a Hemshech of the Shachar. The job of Yitzchak is to continue Viter, the role of Avram Avinu. He started the new revolution. He made a revolution. He goes around destroying the idols. He gathers up people. Can you imagine one person now starts a massive worldwide revolution? He is Megayir Asanashim. Sefer Kon writes with thousands upon thousands of people. They took mamish to the masses. The Gemara Nedarim says he got them into his tent and they offered them food. Be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he starts a worldwide revolution. And now it's time to do what? To be mamshich and perpetuate the revolution. You need someone who's not going to go all over the world now. Now I need someone to solidify the revolution. Solidify the new government, so to speak. That's got to be Yitzchak. Yitzchak, stay put. Stay put. Yitzchak is not chesed. Yitzchak is yira. What is yira? I'm frozen in my tracks. I'm not going anywhere. Aryeh, Osios, yira, the lion roars, and you're frozen. Gevura, Ezo, Gibar, Koeshes, Yitzro. Who had to be Koeshes, Yitzro, more than any other? What is the natural proclivity and the natural tendency of any Tom, Dick, and Harry, any human being? We got to go out. We got to move. We got to shake. We got to do. We got to build. We got to create. Yitzchak, stay put. What do you mean, stay put? Can you imagine stay put? Rechaim Shalom, it's his famous var. Adavatel Shlomo, Shimon ben Gera. Shimon ben Gera was a married b'malchus. He was mevasa David Melech Berabim. You know what? Tell me, you can never leave Yerushalayim. If you ever leave Yerushalayim, he's going to be killed. What a bracha to stay your whole life in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef easily could have stayed his whole life. He never even had to go to Bnei Brak. Okay, and Enikol's bris, you have to be some. No problem staying in Yerushalayim. But this, the Gan Eden Shamata to stay in Yerushalayim. Terence says, what? Right, Chaim Shalom Tzitzichas Musar. You can stay in Yerushalayim your entire life. You can stay in a street in Shari Chesed, Amachi, Someshim. You can stay there your life. As long as nobody told you, it's usher for you to leave. The second someone tells you, you better not leave. And if you leave, you're going to, that's it. All of a sudden now, that engenders with, I can't, I'm in a jail. I'm locked up. I can't sit still. I got to get out. If you decide with your Bechira to stay in Yerushalayim your life, Basina, many Gedolim have done it. But to go out and be forced, you can't leave. That's a different story. What happened to Shimon McGinnery? Can't do it anymore. Leave. Okay, we know the end of the story. Yitzchak Avinu was told, you're a carbon and all it to me, but you can't go to, but I want to change. I want to go out. I want to do. I want to teach. I want to be Mamet's time. I want to change the masses. Yitzchak is, stay put. Stay put. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael. You just heard it's all because of Avram. And he stops, he settles down, that's it. I'm not doing it, I'm creating. The Sefer Kon even writes, whom did he spend his time converting? All those people that Avram, his father, converted, that went off the Derech Chazal say after Akedah Yitzchak, because Avram, you told us, Olam Chesed Yibonet. You didn't practice what you preach. You told us that it's all about Chesed, and you now did an act of Shvichas Damim. You were ready to do Shvichas Damim. And Rav Avigdor Miller writes, page 123 of Rejoice, O Youth, that made the Nisayon of Akedah Yitzchak all that much more difficult. All that more difficult. Because can you imagine all the thousands of people that he converted? Ah, Chesed, come into my tent, I'm all about Machnas Orchim. And you tell him, Machnas Orchim, well, what's the next thing you know, right? It's a guy, you're giving your money, he's making you 20%. Next thing you know, he's running a Ponzi scheme. What do you mean? You tell me, oh, practice with Chesed, Chesed, very nice, that's what you're doing. And now you're taking that same son without us noticing, and now you're doing the ultimate act of Shvichus Domim, the antithesis of Chesed, you're doing that, and they went off the door. So what did Yitzchak do? He spent his life converting the same people that Avraham Avinu converted. He's working with the same people, and he goes and he digs wells. Which wells did he dig? The same ones that Avraham Avinu, his father, already dug, and they were clogged up. He now redug the very same well. And what names did he give them? The very same names that Avram. And what was he mamshich like? And the biggest proof of this is Brochas Dav Zayin Beis, Am Rabbi Yechanan Shema Gorit. And we know your name highlights your essence. So what is the essence of Yitzchak? Let's take a look at the two reasons Rashi cites why Hashem tells him before his birth, why is he going to be called Yitzchak? What does Rashi tell us based on the Medrash Rabba? One reason is because his parents laughed Abishas the Besura when they heard the news. So what happens? Sacha Sarah Bekirba, she laughs. Hence, he's called Yitzchak Al Shem the Tzchok. Does he ever laugh? He never laughs. He is called laughter because his parents laughed when they were given the news. What does that have to do with him? And then another reason it's called Yitzchak. Rashi continues, Yud is Keneged the Asor Nisyonos Bohem Nisnasa Avram Avinu. He was tested 10 times, Gematria Yud. And what about the Tzadi, 90? Well, his mother was 90 years old at the time that he was born. And Ches, he was 8 days when his parents' father gave him, Ayam Avram Asitz Beno, his father gave him a Bris Milan Dein Abrei. He didn't have anything to say about it, right? He didn't have a choice, he didn't have a Chira. And then Kuf, 100, 100 years old, his father Avram was at the time. It's a Pella. What do we know about Yitzchak? He's called laughter because his parents laughed. Nothing to do with him. He's called Yitzchak because of the 10 tests that his father had, not because of him. And his parents were 90 and 100 respectively. And he was 8 days when his father was Mekayim, the mitzvah bris milah. And what does that say about him? Nothing, but everything. And because the etzem ahos, the core essence of Yitzchak is, I'm just here to be the passive perpetuator of my father's Torah, of my father's bris. I'm here to be Avram Avinu all over again. And we see that when it comes to the other gender on the feminine side as well. We see Sarah. What's the Parsha Chai Sarah? Does Sarah say anything in the Parsha that's named for her? Does she do anything actively? Of course she doesn't. She already passed away. So why is that the Parsha Chai Sarah? She's the one who's doing all the action back in Lech Lecha and Vayera. Call those. No, what's the Parsha called? Chai Sarah. And who does the Parsha speak about? The bulk of the Parsha is dedicated to finding the burial plot for her. As Zarach HaShemesh, Baal HaShemesh Rishonim say, Sarah passes away, and at the moment that Sarah dies, Avraham Avinu was already given the Mesura that the Zivug, the Bashert of Yitzhak, was born. That, of course, is Rivka. Zarach HaShemesh, Baal HaShemesh, and Michal Forschlager Bora Shimon Schwab understands that Rivka was actually a Gilgal of Sarah, born the day that Sarah died, and now 33 years old. According to many Shittas and Chazal, Seder Olam Rambam, Yitzhak is 40, and they go on to get married. Yitzhak is Mamshech Vaita Avram Avinu, and Rivka is Mamshech Sari Menu. The Parsha that then continues and spends the vast majority about what the search for Rivka, what's the search for Rivka all about? It's not a search for Rivka, it's a search for Sarah all over again. What do we find at the very end of the story? Eliezer comes back, he was successful. He brings her to the tent of Sarah's mother, and now he's comforted, and that's where Michal Furschlinger says, Rashi says, Hinehi Sarah. What does it mean, Hinehi Sarah? She was a Gilgal. And having Rivka in the tent of Sarah, it's like having Sarah all over again. Zorach HaShemesh Baal HaShemesh. Rivka is not Stam, a new independent matriarch. She is the continuation of Sarah. Likewise, Yitzhak is not a new independent Av. He is Mamshech Avram Viter. So Yitzhak and Rivka is Avram and Sarah Kilo all over again. That's why everything takes place in a field, in a soda. So Rivka meets Yitzchak. Where? Where was Sarah buried? It's mentioned 8 times in the beginning of Asha. In a soda. In the stay of Achbela. She dies in a soda. And where is her point of continuity? When Rivka meets Yitzchak in the soda, a soda comes back to life. What's a seed that gets planted in the soda? The seed decomposes and falls apart, and then through that seed comes a new tree. A seed is a leftover piece of the original fruit. You put it into the ground, it gradually decomposes, and from that emerges a whole new tree. Risora dies, is buried in a soda. Into the ground comes out a new Sari Meno. Now it's Rivka. So too, Yitzchak and Avram Avinu. How do we start this week's Parsha? Parsha's Toldos. It's called Toldos. Does Avram Avinu say a word in this week's Parsha? No. Because the truth is, Avraham Avinu's job is already done. What do you mean his job is done? He's going to live for another many years. We just quoted the other night, Sefer Chasidim in Siman Kuf Samachay, the Chidah in his Bris Olam says, that he found in an old manuscript of Talmid Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and it's been reprinted in the Sefer HaGematrios Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. The Avos lived together, Avraham Yitzchak, for 15 years, and they learned together for 15 years, 15 hours a day. 15 hours a day, they were together 15 years. So you had so many years of Avram Avinu, the Zaydi and the Enikol. And yet the last speaking part of Avram Avinu was when he sends Eliezer on his journey. And the last week's parsha, and we read in Perach Avdalid, V'm lo sava isha lachas achrecha, V'nikisim ishwasi zos, rakes benin lo sashe shama, my son cannot go there, my son has to marry the right woman, and that's the last speaking part on the pages of the Chumash that Avram Avinu has. I'm done. His job is done. He finished. He did every single thing he needs to do. He made sure to go ahead and marry off Yitzchak to the right woman. What happens? Ve'elu yemei shnei chai Avraham. Avraham Avinu dies. And after he dies, ve'yigva yamasar, they come and bury him, Yitzchak and Yishmael, Bonav. Ve'yasar, he dies. Chai Yisar, he dies. He's still alive in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. But you know what? His job is over. His job was to set things in motion, and his job is now over. Parshas told us is what Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hold us Yitzchak. What do you mean? Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, and let's go into the told us. The told us are Yaakov and Esav. No, Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram right away. Avram hold us Yitzchak. The very told us of Yitzchak are all intertwined with the fact that he's the ben of Avram. We can't go weiter until we've established the introductory, the preparatory remark. The heading of Parshas told us is it's not about the told us of Yitzchak. The Todos of Yitzchak is one and one the same with the Todos of Avram. Eila Todos Yitzchak ben Avram. I know he's the ben Avram. How many times you got to tell me? And I know that if he's the ben Avram, doesn't that automatically mean that Avram Avinu gave birth to him? Of course. As I know, Rashi says, and that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram, what does it have to say? Hola des Yitzchak. Okay, the people, he made the klesner upon him. And Pshuto Shemikra though. Eila Todos Yitzchak ben Avram. We have to know that we're speaking about Yitzchak as the Ben Avram. Ad Kedekach, we're going to now reiterate, and the Todos of Yitzchak begins with Avram Holodus Yitzchak. Even though he's the Ben Avram, Memela, I know he's Holodus Yitzchak, but it's one and one the same. They're inextricably bound up one with the other. The Todos of Yitzchak is just a continuation of the Todos of Avram. Rivka was Sarah all over again. Yitzchak is Avram Avinu all over again. That is the role of a Yitzchak. Yitzchak's job is what? Not to give us a new tefillah, not to give us a new zman. A Yaakov is a new zman. Emanoschav Alelus, Arvis, it's a new zman, a new beginning. Yitzchak is tefillas mincha, which is merely the hemshech of the shacharis. A Yitzchak is what? I'm just giving you a mincha, I'm giving you an offering. And notice how l'chayro, we're lacking the hakbalat halashon. If Avraham Avinu is tefillas shacharis, and that's keneged the shachar, and Yaakov is Mayrev keneged Arvis, then Yitzchak should be some conjugation of Tzarayim, which is the word for the afternoon. And Mincha doesn't tell me anything about the Zman, because Yitzchak is not tied to his Zman. Yitzchak is a Mincha, he's an offering. And an offering of himself, Akedis Yitzchak, Etzem, Atzmiyu, so is, I'm an offering. I am nothing of my own, I'm giving up everything. That's the greatest display of Gevurah, Zugiba Kavushas Yitzchak. I'm not here for myself, I'm not going to travel, I'm not going to go on vacation, I'm not going to leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to go out and teach. I'm not going to go out and build. I'm going to stay here and preserve that which my father had started and initiated. I'm going to maintain that exciting revolution. I'm going to perpetuate it and make it a perennial, a new metzius, new reality. That's the job of a Yitzchak. My essence is to go ahead and present to you the laughter of my parents. My essence is to be everything that my parents were. I'm the Hemshech of Yitzchak. And I'm the Hemshech of Avram and Sarah, and that is Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lecha Zera. He is your Zera, he is your Todos, and his Todos is one and one the same with your Todos. Amela, we understand, as Kaddish Bukhu tells him. And why am I giving you the bris? Ekevish Hashama Avram Makoli. And Avram Avinu made the bris with Kaddish Bukhu because Hashem says, Laman Yitzav is Banam Acharecha, it's all Laman Yadatav. I know you're going to perpetuate, you're going to give it over. And what's the biggest raya? Our biggest raya, as we mentioned in the past, of Avodah Zarah, Daftes, and Entrance Adi Zayin. The era of Torah should begin with what? Should begin with Liman HaTaira. And we know that Adam learned, Noah learned, Shem and Aver set up a base menorah, if anything. By the time I get to the base menorah, Shem and Aver, where even Yitzchak was sent, according to many Shitas from 37 to 40, where Yaakov learned for 14 years, I should start the era of Torah with the yeshiva, Shem and Aver, and yet I don't. When do I start it? When Avraham Avinu was 52. 52? I don't even mean 52 years old. And one sheet that says he was 3 when he was Makar Isboro. One sheet that says 40. One says 48. One says 50. The Rambam and Avodah Zarah, Aleph Gimel, Pesik Darabasi, Menor Shagolol, different sheetas. Gemara Nedarim, Lama Beis, whatever age, but it was before 52. When did Torah start? Not at 3, not at 40, not at 48, not at 50. It only started when he was 52 years old, Chazal say. Why? Because that's the moment of Nefesh Asher Asu B'Choram. Explains Rav Moshe Feinstein and Drash Moshe and others. That's when he taught Torah to the masses. That's when the era of Torah begins, because that's the only time that he perpetuated the Torah. A bris olam is a bris of Hashem making a bris with the world. If you learn Torah, I'm going to keep the world going. Who kept the world going? Avraham Avinu is the one who kept the world going, because Avraham Avinu is the one who taught Torah and perpetuated the world. Shem couldn't do that. You can't just be in your dalamas. Avraham went and spread Torah to the world. What's the job of Yitzchak? Preserve it. I keep it going, and then Yaakov will then venture out and go all over the world, even into Galus. But first and foremost, Yitzchak has to preserve the bris of Avraham Avinu, bris of Torah, a bris of Ramila, many different sheetahs. What exactly? And we're talking about in this specific context. But the Tzad HaShavi is, he's the continuation of all that Avraham Avinu started. So Hashem is telling him, I'm giving this to you. Why? And not because it's all about Avram. It's all about, you are the continuation. You are Avram Avinu all over again. All you're told us, it's one and one the same. And that's why I'm giving this to you. Why? Ba'avur Avram Avdi. I'm giving it because it's not a new entity. It's the hemshech of the bris that I made with Avram. It's not a new bris. It's a shvuah. It's emphatically driving home that I'm being mamshech through you, that original bris. And with that, we turn to the Maral. Maral writes in Geburah Hashem. We all know the famous Chazal, that Klai Yisrael had to be taken out at that moment, Chatzos HaLaila, because had they stayed one moment longer, they would have sunk to the 50th level of Tumah, and that would have been it, because there are 50 Dargas, Nun Shari Bina, Nun Shari Tahara, and corresponding Zelu Mazah, Solakim, Kohala Zayin Yadalit, it's always got to be Zelu Mazah, Kenega the 50 Shari Bina, Shari Tahara, we have the Nun Shari Tumah. Klai Yisrael sank to the lowly point, to the nadir of all depravity and corruption, they got to 49. Had they stayed a moment longer, they would have sunk to 50. Ask tomorrow, so what? So let them sink to 50. Say, you know what, Hashem, just create Klai Yisrael all over again. What's the big deal? They would have been lost. What do you mean they would have been lost? Okay, so they would have been lost out of the structure. So you start up a new Klai Yisrael. What's the big deal? I explain to tomorrow, that's not Klai Yisrael. And what are we known as? Barosh Ubrishona. We're known as the Bnei Yisrael. We're the Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. If Hashem had destroyed us and started all over, we would have severed that crucial tie to our forefathers. We wouldn't have been any longer the Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Hashem would have had to destroy us, start all over again. Then we're no longer connected to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And with that, the Maral says, same idea. Let's go to Brocha, Saman, Beis, Saman, Aleph. After Chayta Egel, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, hear from me, many Vashviday. Please get out of the way and I'm going to destroy Klai Yisrael. What's going to be with Klai Yisrael? Hashem says, don't worry, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll start a new Klai Yisrael from you. And you will be, Moshe says, I want the three Golem. I want to remain sick and alcohol. I don't want you to start from me. What's the big deal? Start a new class for Moshe, then it wouldn't have been Bnei Yisrael. Then it's not shaykh to all these brisim, all the brisos that were nechras between Hashem and Avram Avinu. All these ties would have been severed, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have been a new aschala. But then it's not the continuation of the others. They established the bris olam. They established the krisis of bris. They were given the promise of Eretz Yisrael to start a new Bnei Yisrael. Of course, Hashem could do that, but then they're not the Bnei Yisrael anymore. We would have lost that connection. Hashem would have created a new briach. That's not Klai. So we're all about the Hemshach. We're all about continuity. We're all about Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We're all about the Messiah. And that all is traced back to Avram Avinu. That is the beginning. That's Zichru the Olam Briso Adavar Tziva Levdar. That's the bris that we want. That's the one we want Hashem to remember. That's the one that's going for thousands of generations. The one that you made with Avram. We don't want a new bris. We want that same bris. The bris that you promised forever is the one that you established with Avram Avinu. And then it became a shvua to Yitzchak, and because it was repeated. Vayamadel Yaakov Lechok. Then it became Chokok into the Olam. The Mitzat Atzmo, the Krisis of bris, will forever exist. And not only for them, but the Yisrael Bris Olam through Yisrael, it's now Chokuk in the Bri, it's embedded, entrenched into the fabric of the world, that the whole world now is going to exist, Bishvil, Yisrael, Shenikarashis, all because of Klai Yisrael. Bereshis, the world comes into being, and Bishvil, Yisrael, Shenikarashis, the world continues to exist, and that's the Bris Olam, that's what I was given to Avram, and Mela we continue Lamar. What did it say? To you, I will give Eretz Canaan, Chevel Nachalaschem is going to be your Nachla. Chevel is Loshen here, Chelek. I am giving you, because it's measured with the Chevel Hamida, you take the rope and you measure, that's a Chelek, a portion, that's how you apportion land. So I'm giving you the land of your inheritance, I am giving you Eretz Canaan. What is Lamor Lecha Etein? What does this mean that I will give it to you? A beautiful Dubna Magid in the Sefer Oel Yaakov. Dubna Magid says, and you can have Reuven, who really likes Shimon. And he hires Shimon to work for him. And he says, Shimon, I want you to come to my business. I want you to come work for me, and I'm going to pay you $10,000. And Shimon does the work. He does great. And he gives him a nice check for $10,000, and he sends him on his way. Shimon goes back home, and on his way back home, he gets robbed. And he loses all $10,000. So what's he going to do now? Go back to Reuven and say, give me a new $10,000? Of course not. That's it. And he says, what do you want from me? Shimon, I love you, but I'm not going to give you. You did your work for me, and I gave you the $10,000. And that's it. I says, but if Reuven really loves Shimon, he doesn't just want to pay him for the work that he did. He wants to make sure that Shimon's happy and will always be grateful that they had this relationship. And I'm going to show you, you know what? Are you right? There wasn't a Kabbal Achrayis. You got robbed. You lost the money. Whatever it was, there was a storm. Wash the money away. I want to give you a new $10,000. Why? Because it's way more than the money. It's about the relationship. That's what it's all about. I'm going to give it to you because I want you to have $10,000. Zok the Dumna Magad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not stam nasati. It's not nasati lechemes aretz. I gave it to you. And over and over. Okay, guys, Eretz Yisrael is yours. Now, you mess up, you blow it big time, whether politically or because it mitzvahs, you do averus, and hey, Kiyaschem, the land's going to switch out. I'm not going to give it to you again. No. Zok the Dumna Magad, lechayatein. What do you mean in the future? I gave it to you already. No, lechayatein, I'm always going to give it to you. If somehow you lose it, the Ottomans come in, the Turks come in, I'm still going to give it back to you. The British come in, I'm still going to give it back to you. The Arabs want to come in and take it away, and they want to occupy Temple Mount. L'chatein, don't worry, in the future, I'm still going to give it to you, no matter who takes it away from you. No matter who robs you of Eretz Canaan, I'm still going to give it to you. I'm always going to go on and give you Eretz Canaan. And with that, we can understand why Eretz Canaan then say Eretz Yisrael. Writes the Balmer Keves HaMishnah. He says, no, what's Eretz Canaan? He cites the Zohar. Zohar Kodesh tells us that we are Yisrael when we're living in Eretz Yisrael. When we're living in Chutz La'aretz, we're not Shaykh to Yisrael anymore. L'mayla menatzeva, special level of Ashkocha. Now we're Bebechinas Yaakov. So too, he writes that when the Shechina is in Eretz Yisrael, that's when it's called Eretz Yisrael. And when the Shechina is not in Eretz Yisrael, when we go into Golus, the Shechina, the Gemara Megillah also goes into Golus, then it's called Eretz Canaan. It's missing that Mayla of Yisrael. How beautiful. He says, L'cha tein Eretz Canaan. And L'cha tein Eretz Canaan, even when the Shechina leaves. Even what causes the Shechina to leave? We cause the Shechina to leave. Kutcha b'rucha b'yisrova reis echado. Eberst on us, we go into Golus, Shechina goes into Golus with us. We messed up, we caused the Shechina to leave the Makom HaMikdash and the Shechina to leave Eretz Yisrael. Well, we're b'mchinas Yaakov. And then what? We're in Chutz La'aretz, then Hashem is what? Then it's Eretz Canaan. Leimor, l'cha atein Eretz Canaan, cheva nachlaskem, that's going to be the chelik of your inheritance. I'm giving you Eretz Canaan, meaning what? It's very geschmack, even when you misbehave. Even when you're kicked out of the land. And now when you look at the land, you're not singing Eretz Yisrael, you're singing Eretz Canaan. Because I'll be the Zohar. You're not now Bechinas Yisrael, you're Bechinas Yaakov. And the land corresponding to the Madriga of Klai Yisrael has not been Madrigas Eretz Yisrael, it's been Madrigas Eretz Canaan. I'm a Mela. Even when it's begedder Eretz Canaan, don't worry, l'cha atein, I'm still going to give it to you. I'm always going to give you that promise. I'm always going to give you that land. L'cha atein Eretz Canaan, cheva nachlaskem, it's the land of your inheritance. Okay? Let's be omed on a poshut adiyuk. L'cha atein Eretz Canaan, loshen yochid, to you I'm giving the land. Cheva nachlaskem, it's the land of your inheritance. So which one is it? Which one is it? It should be what? Cheva nachlaskem, shelachem. L'cha and Shalachem. What's going on here? Writes the Sidur Agro, Avnei Eliyo, quoting the Vilna Gaon. Very geshmak. Writes the Vilna Gaon. L'cha etein Eretz Canaan, and that's a promise I'm giving Amram Avinu. That's the initial krisis of bris. I'm giving you Amram Avinu Eretz Canaan. Cheva nachalaschem, but what? I'm giving you Eretz Canaan, but now it's going to be divided. The Nachala is going to be divided all up to Klai Yisrael, to the Shvatim, and it's going to be distributed. Because Avram Avinu, Gemar Pesachim says, called it a har. Yitzchak calls it a soda, and Yaakov calls it a bias. There was a progression. A nachla, as it got divided up, as it was distributed, and now once a nachla aschem, there's a part we got b'shos Avram, a part b'shos Yitzchak, a part b'shos Yaakov, but the original krisis of bris was l'cha, and was given, of course, to Avram Avinu. In addition, writes Rav Sorotskin, Rav Avram Yitzchak Sorotskin in his Rinas Yitzchak on Tefillah. And what's L'cha etein Eretz Canaan cheva nachlaschem? And he says as follows. Beautiful word based on the Brisker Rav. And the Posek in Vayechi says, Birchas Avicha Gavru al Birchas Horai, Atavas give us Olam. That's Yaakovina speaking to Yosef. O Pirish Rashi, Lefisha Brocha Shali, Gavru at Sov Gavuli Olam Shinosli Brocha Prutzabli Mitzarim, Magas Adalad. Yaakov Avinu got a nachla b'li mitzorim, b'li gevul. Avram Avinu was given Eretz Yisrael, and then Yitzchak was promised Eretz Yisrael. And then Yaakov was telling Yosef, but to me, my brochas were gavru at sof gevul yolam, because Hashem gave me a nachla b'li mitzorim without any borders, without any boundaries. And in that respect, it's even greater than Avram Avinu. That's why the Navi Yeshaya says, v'achaticha nachlas Yaakov Avicha, why not nachlas Avram? Because the nachlas Yaakov Avicha is greater than the nachla originally bequeathed to Avram and to Yitzchak. Theirs were given with a boundary with the Gevul, and Yaakov Avinu is ultimately Beli. His promise was, I'm going to give it now to Israel. That's without any borders, without any boundaries. What's the pshat? Briskerov explains this idea. Avram and Yitzhak were given a promise of what? Of Eretz Yisrael. That is, this land, as you know it right now, Eretz Canaan, I'm giving it to you, and then it will eventually be Eretz Yisrael. Avram, this is yours. Yitzhak, the land is yours. What was now promised to Yaakov? An additional avtocha. Now was the Chiddush Yaakov conveyed to his son Yosef. By me, I am getting an Eretz Yisrael that includes all the things that Dovin and my descendants will conquer. Anything that's going to take place, B'shas Kibush, and then attached to Eretz Yisrael later on, Zokta Briskerov, that's why it's Bali Givul, that's why it's Anachla Bali Mitzorim. The Haftocha given to Yaakov is however big we ever make Eretz Yisrael, that's what I'm giving you. I'm giving you a land that can continuously expand. It will always be your land. We're going to attach other places. Every Yardin, whatever it's going to be, B'shas the Kibush, I'm going to attach, that's your Eretz Yisrael. And that's a far more expansive Eretz Yisrael than was promised Avram and to Yitzchak, continues on Sorotzka beautifully. The fees of Yishlomar. What's Lacha Atenas Kanan? We said the Gra and Avnei Eliyahu. He wants to say a different shot. And Lacha Atenas Eretz Kanan, and that's what? That's Eretz Kanan Atzma. The promise given to Avram Avinu is, I am giving you Eretz Kanan. Cheva Nachalaschem is going on what? Is going on the Nachal Abli Mitzorim that was promised to Yaakov Avad. And that's why Lacha Atenas Eretz Kanan Beloshin Yochid, because Eretz Yisrael was near to Avram. You don't need to say it was given to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. It was given to Avram Avinu. That's Lacha Atenas. And as we saw, Hashem merely continued the promise to Avram through Yitzhak and through Yaakov. That's just continuing the initial promise given to Avram Avinu. That's L'chayetzein, Eretz Kanan. Avachevo nachalaschem b'loshen rabim. That's Keneged Yisrael. Shalonita liyakov lischos ba'ela tolei b'kibish Yisrael. Shekom ha'shiyech b'sho Yisrael. Yekanis b'chalaut Yisrael. This is already out of the realm of the Ovis of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Chevo nachalaschem. I already gave to Avram Avinu Eretz Kanan. And that I'm giving to you as well, Yaakov. But to you, I'm giving you the chelek of the nachla that all your descendants, all the shvotim, and in the Zion Yomim of Kibush Arts, and then David, whatever he's going to be, Kovesh, and whatever in the future, is going to be attached to Eretz Yisrael, I'm giving you all that as well. And that is the ever-expansive Eretz Yisrael. That's what we talk about in the future, especially Eretz HaTzvi. Eretz HaTzvi, we know, is the land that will miraculously expand, just like when you skin the hide of the skin of the deer, and you try and get its flesh back in, it doesn't fit, and that's the tzvi that were expensive there, it's a tzvi, and the future writes a sefer Otsus Achos Yom, and based on Kama Chazal, your Yerushalayim will expand and miraculously be the size of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will expand and be far, far larger, and that's a promise that's unique, Zok the Briskerov to Yaakov Inu Befrat, so L'cha Tein Eretz Kanan, Yaakov, I want you to know, it's Avram Avinu, I gave Eretz Kanan, but to you, Anachla B'Mitzom Eretz Yisrael, and then ultimately Eretz HaTzvi, that will always be B'li Givul, and that's the greater promise. And that's why I want to emphasize Zokt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the promise now is to you, and it's Chokik, and it's a Bris Olam, and it's not dependent on how many people you are in Klai Yisrael, and it's not dependent on how you behave, it's not dependent on your actions, it's a promise that I've already embedded it into the Etzem Teva HaOlam, and that's why he continues, B'yosem HaSeh Mispar, Kamat Megoromba, even if you're going to be just a few in number, even if you're going to be Kamat, even if you're going to be Megoromba, living there like Erib, in the end of the day, it's your land, and it will always be your land, you'll be in Golos, and you go from nation to nation, from one mamlocha to another one. Just don't worry. Stay put and know that I'm never going to touch. And hear Chazal say different things. You're not going to touch the Tamina Chachamim. You're not going to touch the Aval Pim Tzinok Yashabes Rabban. And at the end of the day, I'm going to preserve you, Klai Yisrael, through thick and thin, through all the travails of the long, harsh, and bitter Golos. Shiru Lashem Kol Aretz Basum Yom Yeshuoso. Saru Gai Meskavod B'chol Amin Neflosav Yishino. Ki Godo Hashem Ulav Anurho Kol Ohem. At the end of the day, Ki Kol Ohem Amim Elim Hashem Shemai Masa. Hashem controls the world. Hashem decides what the future is going to bring in store. Hashem says, don't worry, just hang on for the ride. In the end, you'll see the Gai Megah going to pray. Everyone's going to see my neflos abore. Hashem is godol, he's mehulal, he's naira. Even at times that you think that you don't see it, yuma samachtesim abeis. Anche kinesa gadola, why they call kiz machzir zimator liyoshna? Because through the galus, people say, Aye giver also shokarish brocho, Aye gadol also shokarish brocho. Moshe says, I don't see it. And the end of the day, anche kinesa gadola say, and now if I care, the fact that Hashem stays quiet and he's kovesh, his yetzer kaviyochol, and he doesn't destroy them, and he's marachapayim, Hashem says, that is the Gevurah, that is the Naira. And that's why Hashem says, just stay put, you'll see. Ki Godo Hashem Olamot, you'll see the Gedulah. And the Ruha Kol Elohim. Ki Kol Hayamim Elilim Hashem Shomayim Asa. Hashem is the sole creator of the world. And just stay put. stay patient and you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls mamish everything. And that's the Bris Olam, and that's the eternal covenantal relationship given to Avram, and now given the Bris Avram to Yitzchak, the Mamshech Vayter, and now given over to Yaakov Avinu. A beautiful Rav Kook, and with this we'll close, Rav Kook in his Olos Re'iyah. I want to close with one final diak, and Emet Hashem will pick up from where we left off after finishing the first section of Hodu. We said that Hodu is based on two places in Tanakh and Tehillim, a kapitel kofei, Hodu Lashem Kirv Shmo, and on the Psukim and Divrei Yomim and Aleph, Perek Tesayin, where we find Hodu Lashem Kirv Shmo, and again, some differences. If there's one difference that a lot of people notice when they compare and contrast the Psukim and Divrei Yomim to the Psukim and Tehillim, and we know from the very outset, because we know it from Bris Milah, how do we spell a Yitzchak's name by a Bris Milah? Shvaso LeYitzchak, HaLeYitzchak. And with a sin, and not with a tzadi. And that's based on what? Tehillim. Hashem Kors is Avram Ashur So LeYitzchak, Tehillim, Kapitel Kofei, Posek Tes, is Shur So LeYitzchak, with a sin. However, in Divrei Yomim, what is it? Over here it's Kors is Avram Ushur So LeYitzchak, with a tzadi. Yitzchak with a sin, and in Tehillim Kofei, and Divrei Yomim Aleph Tezayin, Shur So LeYitzchak, and now it has a tzadi. What's going on here? I want you to know that I looked around in the Mefarshim. I looked around in Sfarim on Bris Milah, explaining Shvaso LeYitzchak. I looked around in Rav Werdiger's Eidos Yisrael and Rav Yaakov Sinsen Sembina, trying to find why. Why do we take from Tehillim? And why not take from Divrei Yomim? Why by Bris Milah? And why do we have the change? All you find is the Metzudas Tzion on the Yitzchak says, Kamo LeYitzchak. But why? Why do we have a change? The only pshat that I've seen thus far is the pshat by the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes. Emre Emes is bothered why the change and why by Bris Milah do we say LeYitzchak with the sin and not LeYitzchak with the tzadi. Explains the Ger Rebbe Emre Emes as follows. He says, go back to the Psukim. Who really decided on the name Yitzchak? Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem told Avram Avinu, when you have a child, you should know you're going to name him Yitzchak. Hashem was kaveya the name. That's why the name can't change. Bruchas Yud Gimel and Aleph. Avram goes from Avram to Avram. Yaakov from Yaakov to Yisrael. Hashem called him Yitzchak. That's the name. And that's also in line with what we presented before. Yitzchak doesn't undergo a change. No major transformation. No internal metamorphosis. Because what? His job is to be the Yitzchak, the Hemshech of his father. To be the Mincha. No new tefillah. No new zman. Just to be the Mamshech of Hala of Avram Avinu. Hence, Yitzchak has no new name change. No change of Mahos. No change of destiny. He's the same Yitzchak. And the only one of the others whose name was already Nikva from the very outset, Yaakov is. Well, now that he's holding on to Kevin, so he's Yaakov. And Av, he's Av of Aram, and now the Av of Mongolia. Yitzchak is Yitzchak before he's even born. So the Ger Rebbe wants to suggest that he was called Yitzchak the second he was born, because Hashem said, when he's born, you'll name him Yitzchak. So they didn't wait for the Bris Milah, they named him Yitzchak. And then Avramino says, oh, but because of the tzchok, because of the laughter and all the great time we're having, now I'm going to call the more out tzchok, Azimoli tzchok pino. Laughter really is tzchok. So now he says, I'm going to call him when? By the Bris Milah, the Zekriyas Hashem. So the Ger Rebbe Yehush Cheder says, the second he was born, since Hashem said, when he's born, you're going to name him Yitzchak. So when he was born, he named him Yitzchak. B'shas the Bris Milah, Kareb, it's a huge chiddush, says Avramina said, I'm going to call him Yitzchak. Now maybe you could add on to the Rebbe. He says, oh, I don't want the tzadi. I'm going to call him what? Tzadi, remember Rashi told us, is because Sarah was 90 years old. Avramina says, oh, I don't want to make mention that she was 90 years old. Instead, let's switch the tzadi for a sin, which is what? Sarah. Can I get Sarah? Efshar. Avramina says, I'm going to change the name. The tzadi corresponds to Sarah, but it corresponds to the age she was when she gave birth. So the tzadi, Avramina says, no, I don't like that. I don't want to call her, oh, she was not the 90-year-old wife. I'm going to change that. I'm going to change the tzadi to a sin. Sin, Sarah. I'm going to, that's the remez. I can't change Hashem's name. So I'm not changing the name. So I'm sure it's very geschmack. He's instead referring to Sora by a sin, the first letter of Sora's name, as opposed to the tzadi, which stands for the 90 years of age that Sora was at the time. Perhaps that's what we can add onto the Ger Rebbe B'derech the Rosh. But the Ger Rebbe says the Pshat. That's changing the name. That's also
happening.
Hashem gave the name. How could you change it? Elowat, Ger Rebbe says he had two names. He didn't change the name. His name was Yitzchak. He says, but I'm going to call him. So you have Yaakov. You want to call him Jacob. You want to call him Kivi. You want to call him Yankel. You want to call him Yanki. So he says, his name is Yitzchak. His name will always be Yitzchak. I'm going to call him Yitzchak. That's what the Ger Rebbe says. I'm going to call him Yitzchak. Huge chiddush. I haven't seen any other pshat. I'm all ears to hear a nice pshat. and why the connection to Bris Mila. But just to close, since it's all about the Bris and connection to Eretz Yisrael, as we saw, I'll listen to this Rav Kook in Olas Re'ia, something you don't see very often by Rav Kook. A Rem is like this. Olas Re'ia by Inyani Bris Mila towards the end of Chelek Aleph, Davshin Sani Ches. He cites the Sefer Sharah Chatzer, who brings in the name of the Sefer Tuv Haaretz. Shemalas Eretz Yisrael Gedola Kamalas Bris Mila. Malas Eretz Yisrael is like the Maila of Bris Mila. Now this is very geschmack, because Ramban told us in Emor, let's just parenthetically insert, Ramban told us in Emor, the Shem Yisrael only came into the world Ayidei Avram, and only he was introduced into the world Ayidei Avram, Mishas the Bris Mila. Until Bris Mila, he wasn't shaykh to the Shem Yisrael. Yisrael, every time you have a Bris Mila, he's now what? Not together an Orel, he's now a chelik, an upstanding member of Yisrael. The name Yisrael came in, writes Ramban, Ayidei the Bris Mila, and that's Avram Avinu. Eretz Yisrael was the land promised to Avram Avinu. The Maila of Eretz Yisrael is on par with the Maila of Bris Mila. Bris Mila, we know, is Bris Mila. Bris, Gematria, Taryab, 612. The mitzvah of Bris Mila equals the other 612. The Maila of Eretz Yisrael is just like the Maila of Bris Mila. And that's why, Midalat Shema Shel Eretz Yisrael. We have four names of Eretz Yisrael. After it went from Eretz Canaan to Eretz Yisrael, we see throughout Tanakh, what is Eretz Yisrael called? It's called Eretz Chaim. That's where Riochias is. It's Eretz Tzvi, the ever-expanding land. It's Eretz Yisrael, and it's Eretz HaKadosha. Those are the four terms that are applied to Eretz Yisrael throughout Tanakh. All right, the Sefer Tov Haaretz. What are the Sofei Tevos of Chayim, Tzvi, Yisrael, and Kedusha? Sofei Tevos Mila. Sofei Tevos Mila. The Haino, Eretz Yisrael, take all the names, and the end of Eretz Yisrael, and Sofei Tevos spell Mila, because the Mile of Eretz Yisrael is like the Mile of Mila. And continues Rav Kook, something that you don't see very frequently. Hineni Mosif Lefi Aneas Daiti. I want to add another remez, continues Rav Kook. Sheroshe Tevos, Yisrael, Tzvi, Chaim, Kedusha, as Roshe Tevos what? Yitzchak. And the four names of Eretz Yisrael, Roshe Tevos, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Chaim, Eretz Kedusha, Yud, Tzadi, Ches, Kuf. That's Yitzhak Rosh Linimolim the Shmona, the Horus to teach us, Shechashiva Eretz Yisrael Hikimo Mila Bimilua, Shechaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Same way Yitzhak was the first one given a Bris Mila on day number 8. Yitzhak's name is alluded to in the Rosh Hashanah of the four names of Eretz Yisrael, because the Mile of Eretz Yisrael is like the Mile of Bris Mila, and who highlights Bris Mila more than Yitzhak. Now, according to Rav Kook, it's very geshmak. There's only one person who can't leave Eretz Yisrael, because he's one and one with Eretz Yisrael. The Rosh Hashanah, the inner letter, the inner pneumius of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Chaim, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Chaim, Eretz Kedusha, is Yitzchak. He is one and one with Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's only Ayyadei the Bris Mila, and he was Shaykh to give birth to Yitzchak. Yitzchak in the Kudus Avos says that he was the first one who was Nimal Lashmaina. Yitzchak is given the promise of Avram to give, be given Eretz Yisrael, and he's the only one who can ever leave Eretz Yisrael, because he's one and one with Eretz Yisrael, because the Maila of Eretz Yisrael is the Maila Bris Mila, and Yitzchak represents Bris Mila. Hence, it's Dafke Yitzchak, whose name is alluded to in Rosh Hashanah in the four names of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak is Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak is Bris Mila. Amela, in the future, we're going to get Eretz Yisrael back, and who's going to bring us there? Shabbos Pei Tesem and Beis. It's Dafke Yitzchak Avinu who's going to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. It's Dafke Yitzchak Avinu who's going to take us to the Zman HaKeitz. Tikkun Ezor, Tikkun Chavov. Yitzchak Osios Keitz Chai. He is living in the Zman HaKeitz. When we get back to Eretz Yisrael, Ozi Moli Sechok Pino, the Sechok Pino of Yitzchak, he's going to take us there. Oz Gematria 8. 8 days Lamalam and Atzava. 8 days of Bris Mila. Ozi Moli Sechok Pino. When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And that's when we get back to Yitzchak Avinu. That is the regrowth. Hence, Yitzchak Avinu is what? That's the Soda. What is Soda? The place of regrowth. It's Yitzchak who enables and empowers the regrowth. Vayitza Yitzchak lasuach basoda. Gemara Pesachim, he calls out to Saul the Soda. Soda, you put the seeds in the ground, you think things got destroyed, comes Yitzchak. It's a place of regrowth, of rejuvenation. Yitzchak, don't worry. Right now, we don't have the laughter. Yitzchak, we're going to laugh in the future. That's all going to happen in the future. We don't see it now. Why? Because Hashem is holding it back with Midas Yitzchak, Midas Agavura. Hashem's holding it back, but one day Hashem is going to let go, and the laughter will fill the world, Eretz Yisrael will expand, and that's Hodu, and Hashem will continue.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.